Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
All right, now, I want to read out this email to you. Something completely different. Should an ex have the right to know if you are dating somebody new? Hi, Niall. I was hoping you might discuss something for me on your show. Please don't mention my name. You will understand why once you hear the situation. I broke up with an ex over a year ago. We have a six-year-old daughter together. It wasn't an amicable breakup, and we are turbulent at the best of times. Now, in terms of custody of our daughter, 2 months ago, I met a lovely guy, and we have been seeing each other ever since. It's obviously nothing serious yet, and we're trying to keep it fairly casual. He understands that I have a daughter and wouldn't want to meet her, and I wouldn't want her to meet him until we know things are going to go somewhere. My issue is that I haven't told my ex that there is somebody new in my life. Personally, I don't think it's any of his business, but we live close to each other, and I'm always fearful that he actually might see me with him. I have asked friends what they think, and there's a mixed reaction. Some of them agreed that it's none of his business. But others, and my other friends, have given me a second guess. One friend thinks I should tell him and that he deserves to know because we have a child together. She said I shouldn't be keeping secrets and it will only make things worse if he finds out. I don't know what the best thing to do is. Do I need to tell him that I've moved on or not? I would love to hear people's opinions on this. Maybe your listeners can offer me some advice, as I imagine some of them might have been in the same situation. Well, yeah, I imagine so. I don't see what the problem with telling him is. I mean, unless he hasn't moved on and he's a bit jealous or a bit mental or something like that. As long as, obviously, now, in relation to seeing your daughter, if he ever is going to meet your daughter, that's something you probably do have to tell him, because it is his daughter as well. So what about this woman's situation? Leaving aside the daughter, because she's not bringing that into it. Should she tell her ex that she's seeing somebody else? Or is it her business and nobody else's? I mean, she says she hasn't introduced the guy to the daughter anyway and doesn't plan it until things get serious. But does her ex have a right to know that something serious could come out of this? What do you think? Number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Should she tell her ex that she's moved on and has a new boyfriend? Or is it none of his business? Let me know. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Joe. Joe, you're on Classic Kiss. Aiden, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Well, does she need to tell the ex?
Not yet. I think it's too early to be telling anyone. It's only 2 months. Why? I don't think, if she's not yet sure of how the things are going, it's too early. I don't think at this point she should have her daughter in the mix. So until it's something more serious, I don't think there's a need to tell him.
Does he not have a right to know? It's his daughter and she is, you know, like...
He will have the right to know, yes, when she decides to introduce the man to the daughter. Then it's a different story. But until that day, if she hasn't done it, so it's none of his business yet.
But he could lose the reason. What difference does it make telling him? So really and truly, what difference does it make? It's not like he can't turn around and say you're not allowed to do it. So wouldn't it be better if she doesn't tell him and he finds out or sees her? Is he going to start thinking all sorts of stuff? And how long has he been there? And has he seen my daughter?
But it's... At the same time, it's none of his business. They're not together anymore. Unless the daughter meets the other guy, until that point, she doesn't have to tell him. If she wants to, go ahead and tell him and leave it out there. But then again, it could make her life miserable for that. He might have not moved on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's that he hasn't moved on. Maybe he has. Maybe he'd be a bit jealous of the whole situation or something like
maybe,
that.
Maybe, and even jealous of the daughter. I don't know, but it's always possible.
See, because I suppose the fear is, from his point of view, that if she meets a new guy, all of a sudden this new guy, if it becomes serious, becomes the new daddy.
But it's not not like that.
Well, it can be like that. And, you know, and, yeah, but for a man, yeah, but for a man, it can be like that when there's another guy on the scene. And the same, I suppose, for a woman maybe as well. If there's another guy in the scene.
It's the same for a woman.
What?
It's the same for a woman.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's another guy in the scene, if you're estranged from your partner and you have young kids particularly, and there's another guy on the scene and all of a sudden your young kids are kind of looking up to this guy and, you know, going out with this guy and going to the movies with him and going bowling with him, and you're kind of feeling like a bit of a heel. You're saying, I can't even get access to my child, and this clown is out with her every day.
I think I would hope that this guy was a good person and I would want to meet him, to know him, because after all, it's my child. But
I know somebody in that situation, right? In a similar situation. And he had a really bad breakup with his ex. They hardly even speak, right? And I'll be honest with you, I hate to use the words, but she's a real you-know-what, right?
Okay.
But she makes life difficult for him. He ends up in court all the time trying to get access. He's lucky. Like, he's supposed to get the child once a week, every second week for a night over, and she doesn't turn up with the child. The child is only 3 years of age. But she's now going out with somebody, right, who's now practically living in the house, in his old house that he used to live in, right?
Oh.
And what breaks his heart is that this complete stranger sees his daughter more than he does.
Yeah, but that's not right.
And it's not right.
No, that's not right.
And then so maybe, you know, this is part of what, you know, I mean, she does mention the email that they didn't have a good breakup, or, you know, that it's not very amicable.
She might. I wonder if she's one of those people that might, you know, use the daughter or
as a weapon.
Yeah, because that's not right. Using kids as a weapon is not right. Well, and no one should be able to do that.
Well, sadly, children, and generally more so by women than men, because obviously women...
Yeah, you know, no, it's a terrible thing.
They use kids as bartering tools.
And I think they should get arrested for that. I'm sorry, I do. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right at all. Because I know many parents that would like to see their kids and can't because they made their lives miserable just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Martina. Martina, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Martina?
Oh, hi, nice. How are you?
Good. Martina, does Eva right to know that there's a new man on the scene?
I don't think the word right or wrong is, you know, really... I don't really think that's what it's about. Like, I think that they have a six-year-old little daughter. You know, at one point, they were the apple of each other's eye.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to have respect for people, especially when there is a child involved. There has to be a respect in that relationship.
Yeah,
Even though the relationship is broken up.
Well, the relationship is not. But here's the thing. They're going to be in that relationship for the next 18 years, whether they like it or not.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the way I would think of view it is that a child has a right to both parents. And I think when a new partner comes on the scene, I really believe that it's the most respectful thing to say, well, I'm seeing somebody else. Because if they hear it from a third party, it's going to create this confrontation of, well, why didn't you say it? Why were you hiding it? You know, and then there's all these questions. Have they seen the child? Haven't they seen the child?
Why didn't you tell me? Yeah, I have a right to know.
Absolutely. And like at one point in their relationship, they came together and they had respect for each other and they created this child together. And I think just out of respect for another human being, what's wrong with saying, I've met somebody else. We're only together a very short time. I don't know where it's going yet, but look, I am seeing this person.
Yeah.
And leave it at that. You don't have to explain yourself or anything like that, but leave it at that. But I think that you're creating this whole confrontation because Ireland, the world, every village in Ireland is so small, so small.
Yeah.
That you can't hide something like that. You're going to be seen.
Oh, and somebody's going to see them. Yeah.
Yeah, and someone's going to say it. So that's what I think. I think when there's children involved, try to avoid confrontation. Try to avoid upset. Try to avoid a big blow up. you know,
it's a fair point, Joe, isn't it? To avoid any problems, why keep it a secret? It's no big deal.
I agree with everything she said completely. I think people should try their best to be civil, even if they hate each other's guts because there's a child involved. It's unfortunate that a lot of people can't do that.
Yep.
Because the child
sadly,
suffers.
Sadly, when people break up, you know, one or both can be quite poisonous and toxic.
It can. They yeah. can and can be very...
manipulative.
Very hateful.
Yes.
And like my mother, for one example, had all the right to be bitter and to be angry about my father. I never heard once my mother said anything bad about my father.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that he wasn't good. But that's not the point. She never in front of me said anything like that. On the contrary.
Yeah.
To protect me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think every parent should do that for their child. Suck yeah. it up.
I mean, Martina, I can understand what it would be like, say, for, you know, a man with, say, young children who's estranged from his partner to be, you know, fighting in the courts for access maybe once a week, and then to have a new guy come along who'll probably get to see his daughter more than he will.
Well, Niall, you know something, being completely honest with you, I'm on the opposite side of, like, the opposite occasion of this. My ex, he has my children.
Okay.
Okay? And it would have been a very, I'd say, a big blowout. Like, you know, he would have a lot of issues, put it that way.
Okay, well, I don't want to talk about him per se, but in saying that the reason being, that's an unusual situation that obviously the like woman is usually the primary carer.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you talk about like men having to go in and fight in court. This is happening to women too. It's not just men.
It would be more unusual, Martina.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be more unusual. I agree.
The majority of primary carers, according to the courts, are women, you know. And don't get me wrong, I believe that has to change, you know, because I believe men are quite capable of being primary carers too. Most men, not all, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so you found yourself in the courts?
Absolutely. You know, for the last 4 years, like, and okay. All I'm saying is, like, that it's so much better if you can keep things amicable, that if you can keep communication open.
Now, I don't want to go too much into your own case, because obviously it's family law, so it's in camera, but in saying that, your relationship is not amicable, is it not, with your ex?
It's amicable from my side, but not from his side.
Okay, all right.
And I think, like, that you have to... Even if the other partner isn't being amicable.
And it's a dreadful word to say, I know.
Yeah. But, like, even if one person isn't communicating properly, or if there's grievances there or whatever, you have to keep on just trying to be civil and trying to... Because you have these little children and you're trying to show them the way.
And how many children have you got, Martina?
I have 7 children.
7?
Yeah.
My gosh, that was a lot of children, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
And what, I'm from what age to what age?
From 21 down to 8.
Okay.
Now, my 2 eldest children, they would be from my first marriage, and my 5 then were from the second marriage.
Right, okay. And are you estranged from them all now?
No, not from all of them.
Okay.
But, like, what I would say is that, like, when things aren't amicable...
Yeah.
And there's children involved. They pick up on that, and they feed off it. Like, they absolutely feed off it, on what's going on. And children do everything they can to survive in whatever situation that they're in.
Yes, children can be quite adaptable. But yeah. Mind you, it does have a psychological effect on them. But they
absolutely.
Can be very adaptable.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But, like, I think for that girl, like, even if he's... You know, whatever way he is.
Yeah.
For her own sake and for the child's sake, just be straight out with it, like, that she's seeing somebody. Because, as I said, you don't know how he's going to take it if he hears it off somebody else. I'm not saying for 1 minute that it's any of his business, but what I am saying is for mutual respect between two people, you're going to be wrapped up in each other's life one way or another till the old children are 18.
Okay, well, stay there a second. Let me just go to Morris as well. Morris, you're on Classic Kids. Hey, Morris.
Evening, Niall. How are you doing?
Morris, you know, it's a difficult situation. Children always complicate a breakup. I mean, a breakup can be complicated enough, but when there's a child involved, people, no matter what you think, you're in a relationship till the child is at least 18 years of age with a person. You're going to have to communicate in some way or form, even if it's through solicitors. But the point is, this girl is a new girlfriend or a boyfriend. Does the ex-partner have a right to know?
Well, at one stage, they were mature enough to make a child, and they were mature enough to stay together for 5 or 6 years, and they've been broken a year, right?
Yeah. So
there's a lot of baggage there, a lot of emotions, a lot of, you know, having a go at each other. She said it's not really good at the moment, although they live close to each other. So I think, number one, she's right, look for advice, put the child first at all stages. He's gone off, and he's going to need his needs with a female, and she's going to need her needs seen to with a male, which is...
But the difference is the child is not living with him, so...
Yeah. Well, obviously he has rights to see her.
Yeah, well, it does seem like that's obviously quite strained, because according to the email there, you know, obviously they're fighting over custody.
Yeah, well, see, they're using the child against each other then, so they're not really mature, are they? Because they're putting the child
I'm looking at the line here. It says, it wasn't an amicable breakup, and we are turbulent at best of times now in terms of custody of our daughter. So I'm assuming he has very limited custody of the daughter.
Yeah, the judges always give the children to the women.
Well, normally, yes.
Yeah. And if they were only living together and they're not married, well, he's even in a worse situation.
Yeah, he has so very little rights.
What I think they should do is, I think if she wants to have peace of mind for herself, ring him and call him and say, oh, by the way, he said, I have a new partner and I've seen him the last 2 months. He hasn't seen her daughter. He hasn't been near her daughter. But if things work out for me and him, I want my daughter to be part of his life and my life, if that's the way it's going to go. And when you arrive at that situation where you have a new partner, you please let me know. And if you want her to be part of your daughter's life, I'll be happy if you're happy. But at the moment, I'm just letting you know, I'm seeing somebody else. We're finished. We have one thing in common, is a daughter. She's 6 years of age. She's very emotional child. And this child would be soaking up this breakup as well.
Yeah.
Children do suffer when people part, you know?
Of course they do.
A childhood lasts a lifetime. And when children look back, and they'd say, jeez, I went through all of that and nobody was there for me. My mum and dad split up, or my parents split up, or the siblings that were looked after me or brought me split up, and they went straight off into another relationship, disregarding me. I was just dragged along with the flow.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful that child doesn't get damaged. Now, so far...
Well, I think the majority of children in a marriage breakup or a relationship breakup will get damaged. And I think that's unavoidable. Now, thankfully, hopefully most will recover from that, but I think it will be something that they will always remember.
It's a horrific thing. It's like as if the world ends for them, because the world is not good enough for their parents to be together anymore.
Oh yeah, they're used to mum and dad being in the house. Yeah. It's a family unit. And all of a sudden, that's completely broken up. It's destroyed as far as they're concerned. They get to see dad now and again. They get to see mum now, you know, all the time, or whatever way it works out. You know, and they're not in the house anymore together.
True. And then what the children do is they say, well, boy or girl, why would they bother getting involved with anybody? Sure, it's all doom and gloom. You know, if they're together 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years and they break up, what's it all worth? It's a sham. You just move on.
But I could only imagine what it must be like. Thankfully, I'd never be in that situation. My kids are a lot older. But I can only imagine what it must be like for a man of a young child or young children to break up, the wife to get custody of the children, him to have to go to court for access, say, to see them once a week and have a sleepover once every 2 weeks or whatever it might be. Meanwhile, the wife has a new boyfriend and maybe eventually who moves in and gets to see his daughter all the time.
And he's living in the house that he's paying the mortgage on.
Well, that's
so
quite possible.
Although that happens
less nowadays, that, you know, having to pay, because unfortunately with property price being so high, he has to live somewhere, you know.
I think the child needs to be put forth. She was right to seek advice and do what's best for the child, and don't use her as a bargaining chip, because you live to regret it. Because children remember everything. I've watched programs where grown men and women have come on to talk about stuff and they went, well, where do you think, I was 10 when my parents broke up, my world ended, I died inside.
Yeah.
I carried on smiling fake to keep them happy. And the child's lives were ruined. And then they grew up into ruined adults. And then they got into stale and horrible relationships because they were ruined.
Yeah. Well, stay there, Morris and Joe, for a second. Let me go to Richard as well. Richard, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Richard?
How you doing?
Richard, you had a situation yourself.
Yeah. Hang on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go on.
I had a six-year-old, going on seven, he was, and we and her broke up. She was being cheating on me, but left, right, and centre. How and ever. Anyway, I had to move out of the house. I had to fight for the access, but the fella that she ended up with for a while, he had moved in, and he could see my child left, right, and centre. He went to America, and the whole took my child out of the country, despite my objections. I had no say in the matter.
Were you married?
No, I wasn't married.
See, that's the problem was you weren't married. If you had been married, you wouldn't have been able to do that, yeah.
Was your name on the birth cert to the child?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's the only way you have to say that a bit of paper, your father. If you're not married in the eyes of the court, you're nobody. All you do is maintain.
Well, you can nowadays apply for guardianship in a civil partnership. But I mean, that's it, though.
I've been caught 140 times in a district court.
140 times?
Yep, 30 times in a circuit court, and over, I think it was 11 times in the high court, and I got nowhere. It cost me thousands upon thousands of pounds. And I just lost interest in it. As a result, my child was alienated from me. And as a result now, don't put me up wrong, I give him provisions. He's a house, he's a car, he's everything he needs, you know, that I made sure he was looked after. But he, unfortunately...
You were denied a relationship with him?
Yeah, he doesn't want to know me.
I'm sorry to hear that, Richard, and that must be really awful for you.
It is, especially when, how would I put it? He's the only one I have because I buried my daughter.
I'm sorry again to hear that. Yeah. My condolences. How long ago did you bury your daughter?
Oh, over 30 odd years ago. But she died in my arms today. You know?
Richard, I'm really sorry to hear that. You've had a tough time of it.
Yeah, but the thing about it is I'm still smiling. I'm still up there. I met a beautiful woman and I married her and I'm extremely happy. Now, she has two sons, my stepsons, okay?
Yeah.
I've made it very clear to them I'm not going to even try to replace their dad.
You're just going to be their friend. Yeah,
I said, I'll be your best friend, and that's it. And we got on tremendous. But my son...
During that whole battle for whatever many amount of years it was, you know, in and out of district courts and circuit courts and high courts, did you get any access whatsoever?
A little bit, but every time she wants to go on holidays and the access, I'd go up to the house looking for her, and I was told by my neighbour she was going on holidays. She wouldn't even tell me.
And she wasn't turning up when she was supposed to give you the kid?
And when I go down to the police say, you have to go back to your solicitor. But if I miss me maintenance, the police were down to arrest me. You know?
Right, okay. So you did pay maintenance all along as well?
Yeah. And what I done then was I stopped the maintenance and I said, take me to jail. Do what you like. I don't care.
Well, at that point, don't get me wrong, I'm not encouraging people to break the law. But if you've done nothing wrong and you're not getting access to your own child, I don't see why you should have to pay maintenance.
Here's another one for you. Another how bad she was. I'm ex-military. I'm very proud of my service. But what do you call it? I was at an army reunion in Dublin. Okay? And now she lives in another town.
Let's not mention areas. Okay.
Okay? But I was in Dublin. She went down to the guards and told the guards that I was up in the house drunk and disorderly and I was trying to beat her up. Okay? The police come down looking for me. And I said, so I don't know about it. Anyway, it turned out that the guys and my former commanding officer, he came and stood in court and said, how could he? See, here's the photographs. We were in the Shelbourne Hotel.
So you were somewhere else. You had your alibi, yeah.
Yeah.
But look, it's a very difficult situation. And I only mentioned there 10 minutes ago, I don't know what it would feel like, you know, to know that somebody else is, you know, seeing your children more than you are.
Yep.
I mean, Joe, I mean, you heard Richard's story there. That's absolutely awful.
The only thing, you know, Wiley was telling the story, it's Christ.
Yep.
What a horrible person.
Well, okay, to do something like that, okay. And in fairness, we only have Richard's side of the story. And I'm only saying that, Richard, obviously, because there's always, you know, maybe another side of the story.
To prove my point, I can give you all the paperwork on this case. All right? To prove...
You don't need to do that. I don't want to get involved personally in your case because, well, obviously most of the findings of the case would be in camera anyway. But in saying that, Richard, you know, now, do you have a lot of resentment now?
No, I just feel sorry that my son hasn't got a relationship with me because he's training now in college, you know, to be what he wants to be. And
yeah.
I've paid his college fees. I've paid everything, bought him a brand new car, left the car outside the house. He won't even talk to me. Won't even say thank you. I'm not expecting a thank you, but it would have
been... Well, yeah, well, thank you would be nice, yeah. Yeah.
All I wanted was a relationship.
Okay.
I promised him that I would get him a car when he turned 18, when he was young.
And why do you think he doesn't want to have a relationship with you now? Do you think that basically, I suppose, your name has been poisoned?
Poisoned. Despite the fact, the job I do, I am like Garda vetted, I have British police vetting, I have French police vetting, I have Google security clearance, I have United Nations security clearance. My name is clean as a whistle.
That's a dreadful story, Richard, and I'm sure one that resonates with a lot of people around the country who've been in very similar situations, although to the extreme. And of course, the other part of the story there, which maybe we glossed over a bit, was it was your wife that had the affair and you ended up out of the house and you ended up paying, and the guy that you had the affair with moved into your house. And that in itself, I believe, is immoral and wrong. All right, I believe the person who breaks up the marriage should be the one that should, I'm not saying suffer, but certainly be penalised. Thanks very much for your story, Richard. It was very interesting to hear, and I'm sure one that many people out there listening could say, well, at least I'm not alone in that situation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.